USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
But there are studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized two changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that can provide extra doses from each vial. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers.
And traffic is now flowing normally through the Suez Canal, nearly 2 weeks after it was blocked by a massive container ship. The Suez Canal Authority says the final 61 ships that were backed up by the grounding of the Ever Given passed through the canal on Saturday, the last of more than 400 vessels that were held up in the naval traffic jam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they encountered more than 170,000 illegal immigrants on the southern border in the month of March. The preliminary figures show an increase of about 140,000 from a year ago. Nearly 20,000 of those encounters were with unaccompanied minors. Congressman Troy Nails visited the border earlier this week, and the Texas Republican tells Fox News about his visit to one Border Patrol facility housing those unaccompanied minors.
Had an opportunity, many of us, to go down and look at the Donna facility and look at the travesties that are taking place there with the overcrowding, because the Border Patrol can't handle all the children. There are thousands of them entering our country, and now they're being sprinkled throughout Texas, and pretty soon they're going to come to a neighborhood in a small town, a small community near you.
And a British woman has become the mother of what are known as super twins. Mike Fortia reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. Two babies conceived 3 weeks apart, yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.